Good morning. This is Peter Irish, and I'm speaking today with Dan Resendez and Waffles Natouche, two of my colleagues at the Barrett Group, about what's going on with our clients on the hiring line. So if we think about the process, after the targeting and packaging stages and market access stages, we move into the interview stage. So I wonder, gentlemen, if you could tell me a little bit about what's going on with our clients at the interview stage.
Here's an example of one that we were pretty excited about that happened this week. Our consultant, Laurie, was working with our client, H, who has an excellent reputation as a director of corporate scheduling, managing 50 projects at a time and overseeing a $7 billion portfolio. So she was working, looking for a reputable company in Colorado. She found a position at a company and asked Laurie to tailor her resume for it. Well, Laurie went one step further and found first and second degree connections that H had. And sure enough, the client knew her first degree connection, and the first degree connection agreed to introduce her to the second degree connection, who was working in California. So she sent an email to Laurie the night before and said that she was freaking out because she hadn't looked for a job in 15 years. Well, Laurie went to our client library and sent the Executing Successful Networking Meetings guide and sent it over to her and walked her through it to prep her. She said the conversation was amazing. He said he'll definitely refer to her to the next level and to send the resume over. 2 hours later, she got a call from the Colorado office and has an interview scheduled for today.
Well, that's a fantastic result, Waffles, and probably not untypical. What happens next?
Well, Laurie coached her on her interview answers, and she felt like she was ready to go. She now feels that she's confident. She calls herself smooth. So she said yesterday that she felt like the belle of the ball and started laughing at how excited that Laurie was for her. Laurie told her, "My job is to help you achieve success. When I see how this all comes together and that you're benefiting from how this whole process works, it makes me so happy."
Well, that's a great story, Waffles, and I look forward to the happy conclusion when the client lands. But Dan, tell us a little bit what's going on from your perspective at the interview stage.
Well, I had a pretty interesting situation occur over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks with a client I'm helping who we'll call M. M had sent me a job posting that he had found through the job feeds that we had set up for him. And we collaborated a little bit on the opportunity. It was for a CFO in a hospital. So we did a couple of things. The first thing we did was we took a look at his social capital and we reverse engineered his reputation and found that he had several contacts who knew people who were working at that hospital. So we implemented a strategy where he would get on the phone and chat with those contacts, and he was able to solicit 3 referrals for the opportunity. At the same time that we did that, we took a look at the job posting and his background, and we made some tweaks to his resume in the headline of the resume so that his value proposition would match what their stated needs were for the CFO role. They didn't require a cover letter, so we put a lot of attention on the value proposition area of the resume, and we had that ready to apply formally. But he got some business intelligence from one of his contacts, which gave him some critical information with regards to their needs that was not on the job posting. So we made a few more tweaks to that resume, and his contact asked him to apply formally and that he would take it from there. So we applied, and he's in his fourth interview right now. The first one started with human resources. Then he went up to the head of human resources. Then he interviewed with the existing CFO. And most recently, about a week and a half ago, he interviewed with the CEO. So we found out by asking the right questions during the interview what the timeline should be. And they said that they would return back to him with a decision within 2 weeks. So that 2 weeks is up on tomorrow, on Friday. The 15th. So we'll always give an extra day as a professional courtesy. And if we don't hear back from them by Tuesday, then we'll give them a call. On the other hand, we expect that they'll probably hit their timeline of getting back to him in 2 weeks. And we're pretty confident that he's going to get the offer. And he's been getting some feedback from his internal contact that things are going well and he's the number one candidate. So all looks well for him.
Well, that's exciting, Dan, and look forward to hearing more about that. Now, so far, we've only been talking about the unpublished market, but of course, we're also active in the recruiter market. Waffles, what's going on that front?
Well, actually, Peter, we've been quite surprised at our recruiter mailings. We do a recruiter reach out for our clients to several hundred recruiters, and it's been going very, very well during this COVID time. As a matter of fact, our client, George, has been inundated by recruiter calls and is consistently in phone meetings, at least 4 to 5 scheduled calls a day for positions in healthcare, which is in the news for shedding millions of jobs, but they all want George. His LinkedIn alerts are also warranting favorable results. So this has been a very exciting time for us, and we're real glad to hear how well George is doing. But yeah, the recruiters are very active.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there's life in the recruiter market, Waffles, but we all hear that the online retailing space is very active. Dan, are we seeing any action in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Amazon is on fire right now. We have multiple clients interviewing with them, and also we have one that landed 2 weeks ago. One that comes to mind is Paula, who is helping a client who's interviewing for a station operation manager position. Amazon right now is hiring this particular position up and down the East Coast. They're in a frenzy just trying to keep up with the demand. So we've noticed a couple of changes in Amazon's process. You know, typically when a person's interested in a job at Amazon, they will give the interviewer specific videos and rules to follow. So they can conduct themselves properly during the interview. And we go through those videos and the documents that they're given by Amazon and help our clients to navigate and jump through those hoops. But one thing that's changing is at one point, Amazon never used to really do too much when it came to negotiation of offers. And we've been able to successfully now have clients negotiate offers where before they were just very firm with nothing. So Amazon's changing because of the virus. They're in a world of need right now. There's a huge vacuum for people who are, capable of doing those jobs. And I think some of it is because a lot of people are just waiting until the virus is over. They're kind of putting their searches on hold. We found from speaking with our clients that there doesn't seem to be too much competition out there, because people are making the wrong decision and just playing the waiting game. So we're encouraging all of our clients to put the foot to the pedal to the metal and go after these opportunities now while the competition is low.
Now, so far we've really been talking about the US market, but we're also quite active in Europe in the meantime. And I understand there's been some great progress in interviews in Europe. Waffles, would you be able to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Our consultant, Paula, has been working with a lot of our European clients, and she is very pleased to see our client, G, already interviewing less than a month into the program. He's going to be reporting directly to the CEO of a European retailer and would be responsible for the success of the business in Switzerland. He knocked the socks off the HR manager with Paula's help on the coaching, and she's presenting him to the board. S, also Paula's client, got contacted through LinkedIn by an HR person for a large private equity company in France. She remembered him from their MBA program 15 years ago. She's interviewed him already and is recommending him for consulting work. The private equity company is looking to acquire a unit he was involved with from his previous employer. He's awaiting confirmation on the next interview. He also feels his LinkedIn profile, which Paula was very active with, was an important factor.